Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Go to WIP Morning Show. We are live at the beautiful Borgata Hotel Casino and Spa in Atlantic City on a Friday morning. And Rhea, I think we got enough to talk about today.
I talked to you several times yesterday.
That's and how busy that is not how you like to have your day.
No, not
you would like at 10 o'clock to not hear my voice till 6 the next morning.
Correct.
And yet there we were on the phone all day because it was crazy, Al.
Yeah.
I'll tell you some crazy stuff that was going on in my house, too, because my wife misheard one of the deals. And she told my son-in-law that the Eagles traded Nick Foles.
Did she?
Because she thought Nick Foles was Markel Fultz. Foles, that kind of thing.
I thought Simmons was traded.
On social media. And then they're all going on social media going, oh, my God, Nick Foles got traded. How the hell could he get traded? He's leaving as a free agent, you dumbbells. Pay attention. It was a wild day. It was such a wild day, ladies and gentlemen, that your Philadelphia Phillies just snuck under the NBA trade deadline. Al, they got JT Realmuto at 2:30.
Yeah.
Which was a half hour before the NBA trade deadline. And then after that, the Sixers went, well, we're not going to let them top us. Let's unload Markel Fultz.
Yeah.
And then, Al, the very next thing I got after I heard Fultz was from the crazed John Johnson, who sent me a video of a very happy Joel Embiid. And John Johnson will be on the show at 7:25 to take a bow.
Oh, Lord.
John, never in my life have I seen a media person more thrilled that a player was sent out of town than Johnson was yesterday at the departure of Markel Fultz.
Yeah.
But we got what a show. You outdid yourself.
Thank you.
Here's what we got. Ben Davis at 7. You know why we would put Ben Davis on, Al?
Because he's an all-star catcher.
And Ben, was he ever an all-star?
Well, in my mind.
Okay.
Let's go with
but
it.
But he is a catcher, and he sure knows the Phillies. History is about to be made.
What a offseason this GM has had.
I am about to kiss the ass of Mr.
No.
Matthew T. Clentac.
What an offseason,
yes, I'm
going
to do it. His ass will be chapped by 10 o'clock with my slobber. All right, anyway.
That's awful.
Well, that's a hell of a
show. Is that a good picture to start a show with? Anyway, Ben Davis will be out at 7 to explain all that. 7:25. We would have put him on earlier, Al, but he's been partying all night. John Johnson will be on at 7:25. With all this stuff going on all week, we do need some really hard opinions.
Yeah.
Columnist Jack McCaffrey's on at 8. He'll give you some opinions.
Yeah.
8:25, Al. I think he's one of the best guys on MLB Network. Jim Duquette, former GM of the Mets and other places.
Yeah.
Jim will tell us if the acquisition of JT Realmuto will lead to the signing of Bryce Harper.
Yes, I just did the lineup with Harper in it.
You did the lineup? But they haven't announced
it. Oh, they got him now,
man. I think you're being presumptuous.
Yeah, I know, but
anyway.
I can't wait now. All of a sudden, I can't wait
again. Jim has better sources than anybody I know. Jim will tell us, the inner workings here, what happens with Harper now they made that deal. 9 o'clock, Al, we have another GM on. He's the gridiron genius, Mike Lombardi.
Yes.
Mike can talk about what the Sixers have been doing because he's really good with basketball.
Yep.
And I want to know what it's like to pull off a big trade because that's all we've been talking about. We had somebody on yesterday and they went, your first reaction is exhilaration and then you get nervous.
Like buyer's remorse, like when you buy a house.
Or a house or a car, whatever you got.
How come I got that house? What's wrong with it?
Yeah, and then they're going, wait a minute. We just traded our best pitching prospect.
Yeah.
Did we just blow the whole future of our organization?
Can I have paid less?
Mike Lombardi will be out at 9. And then at 9:30, do not try this at home.
What is it?
I am going to do something on this show, Al, that is completely against all the rules. I am going to take a great actor who primarily plays mobster roles.
Mobster roles.
Vincent Pastore, known as Big Pussy in the show The Sopranos. Mm-hmm. I can say it in that context.
Yes, you can.
Vincent Pastore, I will tie in his character, Big Pussy, with the ongoing...
Just because you can say it doesn't mean you have to repeat it.
With the ongoing drama surrounding Carson Wentz.
Oh, my God.
No, Rhea, it's great. Jonesy, I ran it by Jonesy. Jonesy, is it great?
I think it's the best question we're going to get today.
Wow! That's a lot of stuff in one show. We got winners and weasels, and our board is open. Let's see. Well, I'm, you know what? I was trying to all morning to gauge what's a bigger story. The Phillies getting the best catcher in baseball, or the Sixers getting rid of the worst draft pick in recent history. They're both amazing stories in their own right.
Yeah.
I'm giving the nod to Matt Klentak because I think that move that he made yesterday was brilliant for a lot of reasons. Amazing. Al, you know me in prospects. I never trust them.
Yeah.
And I understand their best pitching prospect, one of the best prospects in baseball, was Sixto Sanchez. Yeah. He throws 100 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. He's 20 years old.
Yeah.
But here's the problem. He's in A-ball. Three steps from the big leagues, and he's already had a bunch of problems physically, including his throwing arm, his elbow.
Right.
No, thank you.
I wouldn't even care if he was perfectly healthy. I would have done the deal.
All right. Yeah, well, probably me too, for the ramifications of it. But needless to say, Matt Klentak, Al, me and I have done nothing but torch for 3 years, seemed very exhilarated when he did a conference call to tell us about his big trade.
You know, we knew that if we were going to access JT, that we were going to have to give up some talent in return. And, you know, we do like Jorge a lot, and we think he has a bright career ahead of him. We think he's a great kid and a hard worker, and it's tough to see him go. But, you know, this is about us getting better and acquiring the best catcher in baseball.
Jonesy, can I say something here? And I didn't intend to go this direction.
Yes.
That man could take the most dramatic and exciting move and make it sound pure boredom.
Yes.
Is that not the most boring reaction to a big deal you've ever heard?
It's actually excitement from him compared to what he usually has.
Really?
I mean, I can hear it in his voice that he's thrilled about it, but he's very calculating in the way that he speaks.
Maybe this will get better. Then he talks about how good a Real Muto is. Here he
is. J.T. Real Muto is the best catcher in baseball. So I think the upgrade is pretty significant.
All right. By the way, he repeated that a lot during the cut. He kept, whenever he referred to Real Muto, he said he's the best catcher in baseball.
Yeah.
Then he explained why even the best catcher in baseball might be better when he's playing in Philadelphia. Listen.
He's a good player, even playing half his games in Miami. And, you know, if that's what he does in our uniform, that's still the best catcher in baseball. But I'd be lying if I told you we didn't think there was some chance that, you know, playing half of his games in Citizens Bank Park wouldn't make him better. I think there's a pretty good chance our park could be helpful for him.
Well, the thing is, he's still young. He's just entering his prime years. He's also a great defensive catcher. He's great working with pitchers.
Yep.
And he can hit.
And he can
run. He can hit with power, and he's not slow.
He got an inside the park.
I understand, Al, but he's a catcher. He can't be that fast. All right, but anyway, there are no negatives on JT Real Muto. Why did the Marlins want to unload him? Because they're tanking, and they're trying to get rid of anybody who's any good. Mm-hmm. And Real Muto did not want to be a part of the process being run by the most overrated man in the history of American sports, Derek Jeter. Mm-hmm. Thank you. See, I could turn some of this negative.
Yeah, good job.
Just watch me. Now let's get to the gist of what was going on, because it's fascinating. All right? And, Josie, this is where you could come in and tell us if this thinking works.
Yeah.
So the Phillies go out and boldly get the best catcher of baseball, give up their best pitching prospect, and Alfaro, who, frankly, I was not a huge fan of. He's solid. He'll be an okay major league player, mm-hmm. but he's not going to ever be a real good hitter, and he's probably never going to be as good a catcher as Real Muto. So, fine, get rid of him. And you rolled the dice with Sixto Sanchez.
Yeah.
The way I look at guys who are in A-ball who throw 100, there's a 10% chance they're going to be ace pitchers in the big leagues, and you're going to rue the day you got rid of him.
Yeah.
There's a 40% chance they'll make the major leagues. That means there's still a 60% chance they'll either blow their arm up before they get there, or they'll fizzle out at Double A or Triple A or someplace before they ever get up. These guys have been overrated by these the analytics people for a decade now. You with me on that, Al?
I mean,
know, every once in a while, a guy, Carter Hart, right now, is as good as people said he was.
Yeah.
But more times than not, they're not that good.
It matters more to me in a small market than a big market.
Yeah.
In a big market, you can cover up if you screwed up with your wallet later on and go get him when he's a free agent.
Yeah.
I have no – if the Red Sox, Yankees, Phillies, Dodgers lose a prospect, that just means in 3 years you're going to outbid that team and go come get him back.
Exactly. If the guy's that good, a few years from now, Middleton, hopefully he'll still be healthy. Yeah. He's an old man.
Yeah.
But and he, you know.
Or you go overpay, you get an Arrieta.
Right.
What's the big deal?
Middleton will go, all right, get some more cigar money out, honey. We're going to have to buy another player. We'll get this kid back. That's the way you look at it. But here's where the intrigue comes in. There's no doubt in my mind that Matt Klentak was aware of the Bryce Harper connection to JT Realmuto.
Yeah.
Because at the All-Star game last year, Harper, no shrinking violet, Harper takes his hat off at the All-Star game, the Nationals hat, and places it on the head of Realmuto.
Yeah.
Because he knew Realmuto was available for trade, and he was trying to coax his Washington organization into acquiring him. He was endorsing the catcher. The Nationals didn't do it. Realmuto stayed in Miami, and, you know, nobody won anything, all right? Now, you know, 6 months later, Klentak comes along and goes, well, we know he loves Harper loves him. Maybe we can induce Harper by bringing Realmuto in. You're not losing anything. It was a good trade anyway. Jonesy, does Realmuto become an actual recruiting tool for Bryce Harper?
I think he does, and I think Klentak even admitted to that when he talked about it later. He said that we added the best catcher in baseball, and we also have a player now that will help us recruit other players, other free agents to our organization. I think he's openly saying that he believes Bryce Harper is going to come here now based upon the new addition to the team.
I wonder if there's like been a little conversation behind the scenes.
When Washington was still in the race, and they got beat by Realmuto, hit a single, and Harper afterwards said we would have won if he was on our side. That's when they thought he could have been traded.
Yeah, no. Now, down the road, this will become an annoying trend with Harper openly questioning the people of the organization, because he'll probably do that here. But we're talk shows. We're in favor.
Yeah, let's get him here
I got no problem with any of that. In fact, I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But anyway, Al, now, the way Jonesy described Klentak talking about recruiting free agents with Realmuto made it sound kind of dynamic. Let's see how Klentak said it.
I think this is another acquisition for our club this offseason that demonstrates our commitment to winning. And I would hope that you know, demonstration would be appealing to potential free agents.
All right. That's amazing.
It's
amazing. He even made that sound pretty
boring.
He
did, but it's not.
But no, in his, I'm defending him to that.
Yeah.
Right? I am in the Klentak camp today.
Oh, boy.
All you Klentak guys out there, I got an open board right now. Would you call it? Because I'm fessing up today. This guy has had a great offseason. And yesterday was his crowning day.
Well, maybe not.
No, there's another one to come.
Right. Oh, well, that's right. But then we'll look back on yesterday and go, wow. Well, yeah, but if he ends up with Harper, he'll go, he got him because of Realmuto. Finally, he did have an exciting comment.
Oh.
He did have an exciting comment. And I like when people do this. They take a baseball thing and they turn it into real life. Mm-hmm. And they say, you know, Realmuto's got 2 years left on his contract. Are you thinking long-term deal for him? And listen to Klentak.
In my opinion, I think it's a good idea to date the person before you ask them to marry it. And, we've heard nothing but outstanding things about JT Realmuto and his work ethic and his makeup and the way his leadership, the type of the teammate that he is. We have every reason to believe that he is exactly the type of player that we want representing the Philadelphia Phillies.
All right, he should have stopped at the dating thing because then he kind of sucks some of the life out of it. But he's basically, Jonesy, he's basically going, you know, well, at least we got to, like, second base here.
What yeah, the hell is just, that? Yeah. He's buying time. He's buying time, basically.
I know.
Meantime, he's spending the inside the park home run.
Oh, right? Park in the back seat of the car.
Yeah. All right, Al, that is perverse. What the hell? They're not in any back seat of a car yet.
They don't do that anymore.
They don't do that right now. They're heavy padded. Anyway, here are your numbers. Here's what I need. I need your guidance, Philadelphia, on this question. I got to be honest, I also second-guess myself a lot.
Oh, yeah.
What's the biggest story, Real Muto or Fultz? What's bigger?
Real Muto is a bigger story, but Fultz is fun, is
yeah.
Subtraction
it's closing
is,
up a chapter.
Yeah, it's
I need
yeah.
to talk to you people right now. 888-729-9494. What's more exciting to you? Getting the best catcher in baseball or losing the worst draft pick in recent memory?
See, that sounds
What's
better.
A bigger deal to you?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.